Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. I'm excited that you've decided to take 5 minutes and join us today. But before we jump into it, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsor, teachhoops.com, for coaches who want to get better. If you like these free resources, if you like the podcast coming to you on a regular basis like this, that's one way that you can help us out over at teachhoops.com. It's what keeps the lights on and keeps these podcasts coming 5 days a week. So go over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, coach. I thought I'd jump on here real quick and talk about ball containment. Now, this is something we've really been working on recently in practice. I want to call it a kryptonite for us, but I would definitely call it as something we're not very good at and something we need a lot of work on. So we're talking to our players on a regular basis about how to contain the dribbler, about how to you know, you have the ball, and I got to keep you in front. I got to push you short corner. I got to push you, maybe to push you middle. Pretend that we push short corner or no middle. We funnel to the short corner. But how do you do that? So there's a couple key points or teaching points that we kind of talked about. First one being what we refer to as hot hands. And hot hands are like hands on a stove, right? So think about your hands on a stove. You put your hand on, you're going to put it off right away or you're going to burn your hand. The rule says one hand, one off, you know, isn't necessarily a foul. It seems like in our league, it's two hands on and it's not a foul. But what we talk about is hand on, hand off, hand on, hand off. That can help you contain the dribbler. Hand on, hand off, hand on, hand off. So that's the first one. We call them hot hands. The second one is chesting up. Okay, so we talk about how we want to contain the dribbler from our chest upward, or our waist upward, excuse me. Like, how can we do that? What do we need to do to contain the dribbler and slow the dribbler? Okay, so we talk about chesting up, about using both your hands with hot hands and your chest. Okay, the next thing that we talk about is giving ground. Okay, so this is the harder one because we're sometimes on them to be really aggressive on the ball. There's times where you got to give ground. You got to give a lot of pressure on the ball, but then you have to pull. You know, how can I talk? Like the Ukraine, right? The Ukraine is fighting Russia right now. Not referring to basketball, anything like what's happening in Russia. But sometimes the Ukraine has to give up ground to be able to contain, right? And they can do that, You know, like what I just closed out on you, right? I just closed out really hard on you. What am I going to do to contain you? I'm going to give a little ground, right? I'm going to give a little space, and then I'm going to give the ground so I don't get beat off the dribble. And I think that's really hard. Kids get blown by because they don't give up any, they don't give up ground at all. And I think that's an important part of the defensive stance. I think another important thing is about how we, it's angles, right? It's not opening up too much that they can just go around you. It's opening up enough that, that you can contain them, but maybe you're pushing them in a specific direction. I think all of those are really important for you as a coach to think about. How are you teaching containing the ball? How are you teaching containing the dribbler? And the nuances and the terminologies and the language you're using is important. Sorry about my voice. It's that time of season. Have a great day.
Sorry, everybody. I forgot as I was driving and taping that this might be, the sound might be a little bit better, but I forgot about a couple things. First of all, I forgot about getting low. We always talk to our guys about getting their head below the opponent's head. That forces them to get low and wide. It's hard to do that standing straight up. So that's the first thing. And then we talk about not opening up our hips too much. People tend to get beat off the dribble when they open or they open it. So we talk about that angle about, you know, when we funnel, we play funneled on defense. So we funnel to the baseline and we talk about how we want to funnel them to that short corner.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.